Blog Talk Radio.
Here's a big ass difference from the way I roll to the way you be doing things. Your whole plan smells booty hole. Go ahead and get your flow sound. Go ahead and pop your Chris. I'll be waiting for your bitch ass behind the club, sipping on English. And something about you motherfuckers I just can't stand. Got a pussy between your butt cheeks, but still call yourself a man. Oh no, you need your stylist. You broke your little nail and your hair fell out of place when you had that little face spell. Fuck that, I drag my knuckles on concrete just to prepare. For the moment I see you with y'all, you will blow off your beard. Ski mask strapped on tight. Nowadays that's how you gotta do. Cause punk fucks like you get a black eye and wanna sue. But me, still fuck it, I keep it old school and dirty. I'm keeping my people happy, and that's all that concerns me. So go on and keep hating, bitch, we sick of your bullshit. It's about time a scrub sign. I know juggalos are feeling it. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way, I'm scrubbing definite. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. I'm scrubbing, stepping in. I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby? Get you a war, say your speech. Better make it count. It's gonna be the last time words ever come out of your mouth. I'll be up in the balcony with a blowgun and poisonous darts, like a silent assassin, a ninja of sorts. Where you up in your choreography practice with your glittering pants? You hear me outside with a gang of scrubs starting juggalo chants. And when you come outside, bitch, don't get it confused. It's me in the passenger side of my homeboy's ride spitting on you. I remain a hulkamaniac, ain't afraid to spend food stamps. Give a fuck what a bitch looks like as long as she giving up that ass. And still grip a bucket without a second straw. Sport the same drawers for a week straight without taking them off. And don't think for a second I'm scared of getting these hands dirty. Cause your hair's looking mighty ripe and these aiming hands are sturdy. So sooner or later your world and mine will be colliding. And as scrubby as it may seem, I'll always be psychopathic riding. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way, I'm scrubbing definite. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Nowadays I just don't know, the shit's out of control. They made it cool to be a fag with gay shit up in the videos. But fuck all that, I bring it back down to a scrubs level. Even if I smell a fruit, I beat it down with a rusty shovel. Preppy motherfuckers roll around in their little benches. I'll be that freeway sniper with them telescope lenses. These dickheads poking and prodding in the world might not like what they find. Then this scrub right here don't mind sometimes getting a little Columbine. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. I'm scrubbing definite. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing definite.
I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby too?
Welcome to Juggalo Rotary with your host, Tad, the co-host, Gil J, the co-host, and Gil, other co-host slash resident nurse, Spaz.
Hi.
A.K.A. the resident retard.
Yay.
Yep.
And apparently people are having fun up on that fucking status that I posted.
Apparently.
And
how the hell is it harder to type with two hands than it is with one?
Because I'm not looking at what I'm typing when I type. When you're typing with one, you sit there and peck. You know where you're hitting at all times.
My question is, how the fuck do we go from me bitching on people that aren't friends of my list, tagging themselves in JR promos, to fucking Destiny's Child and fucking... everything in waterfall.
Really, you're going to ask this question when it's us that's doing this?
Aren't you used to all of us by now?
But you don't
you
even get
a
DS. Why would it be harder to fucking type it to him?
Exactly.
Well, it's because Ghetto G is not listening, and that's why it's harder to type with two hands.
But
yeah, we'll all just agree on that.
We do officially have another new track from Big Hoodoo. I mean, it's not as good as, you know, Hex.
Oh, my back hurts.
Well, that's pretty a big tip. Well, one, you're pregnant. Two, you have big titties. Three, you're short. So, yeah, of course your back's going to hurt.
Wow. Talk about a lot of typos in that one. Holy crap.
Oh, God. This couch blows.
That's what she said.
No, that's not what she said. That's what he said.
Well, I mean, you know, in a way, if you think about Jerry's uncle, it'd be what she said.
I'm so confused, but okay.
The fact that Jerry's uncle is a tranny.
Ah. Gotcha.
So we even played a song dedicated to it yesterday. It used to be a guy.
So, how come, where is everybody? Why is nobody on right now? It's some bullshit.
Well, Gypsy's up in the room, but she's apparently having a hard time staying in the room. She keeps leaving and coming back in.
Yeah, well, every time I sign on to get into the room, it just signs me in as a guest.
Yeah. Don't know why.
And then if I actually log in and I have to manually go and look for, like, the show, it doesn't show up. It shows, like, December's show.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, now you're going to be a douchebag and tell me I don't know my own fucking password?
Yep. You don't know your own password. And I'm going to go on a track. I think we're going to play a new Big Hoodoo track. Since me and Ghetto G have already heard it. Y'all can let us know what you think of it. If you prefer this track or Hexed. Personally, I think Hexed is a hell of a lot better. So here we go, Big Hoodoo. Never had.
It is.
And you got something I want. How long do you think I'm just gonna sit here and not have nothing? Fuck that. I'm stronger and I want what you got.
Day one, it started when they told my mom to push me. I had to struggle since I first came up out the pussy. They say the drugs and alcohol made her womb polluted. And all my thoughts and my actions will be convoluted. Barely clinging on the light. In the incubator, shaking like I'm on the pipe. Doctors tell my mom be hopeful, but all she said is fuck him, I don't want him, he's better off dead. 2 months later in this box, which I call a crib. Dry snot all on my face and spit up on my bib. I just lay around and wait for them to come and get me. Cause every time that I cry, someone comes to hit me. Shit scared all on my legs and all over the sheets. Cause my diaper ain't been changed in about a week. The one they didn't give a fuck about, I guess I admit. I'm not ashamed to admit, I never had shit.
I never had gold. I never had food. I never had shoes. I never had shit.
made you. They used to hang me up in the basement by my toes, ass naked, and spray me with the water hose. She used to beat me with anything that was close, but burning me with her pipe was what she loved the most. Never took the time out to tell me that she loved me, but she went out of her way to make me feel ugly. No better time to kick a person than when he's down. She slapped me so hard for months I couldn't hear a sound. Only child, so I know she never did want me, and the torture that she put me through still haunts me. She put the coldness in my heart that's hard to live. That's why I'm not okay. I never had shit.
I never had gold.
I think of Big Hoodoo's track, Never Had. I think, I personally think the hook sucks.
I like think his beat. Other track was better.
I like the beat, but it really wasn't too much, you know, to it.
Yeah, that track just confirmed it. I am not buying that CEO. Wait till it comes out, I'll bootleg it. Fuck out of here.
Why are you not letting me log in?
I don't like you.
You know what? I'll just make a fucking new account. Fuck it.
Yeah, you do that.
I'm feeling good.
And I'm going to play another track.
You do that.
I got the perfect track in mind.
Oh, keep it here.
Behind your eyes. a drum.
Freaking Havoc is laughing in the chat. He put LOL. And now he's rolling on the, somebody's rolling on the floor.
That would be Ghetto.
Way to go, Ghetto.
Weird people in the chat room.
Yeah, well, you know, thank God you're not here, because then it'd just get weirder.
Exactly.
That's okay, you can't log into the room anyways. Just me and Ghetto both under the chat name. The only way Chris get up in there is if he actually logged into his, you know, his actual account that he used to use. So,
oh, I'm proud of us and shit. We got listeners in the chat room for once in our lifetime.
Hell yeah. Now we just need even more listeners.
I'm sure we'll get there when we're 80.
And I'm in the chat room.
Oh, dear Lord, help us.
But I'm getting out of it. I was just proving I could get in it.
Yeah, and I just boot your ass right the fuck out.
No, I left before you did.
No, apparently you... You get a, or have a person, one of you, because your guys are confusing the fuck out of me, who is who.
How the fuck do you
need
me?
Feed me more. Feed me more.
Yeah.
for a very special track. This is a tribute. Piece of doink. And to the motherfuckers that killed him, they should be killed.
I'm sure they will be.
Yep.
Ooh, Havoc, you're getting yelled at.
Oh, fucking ghetto.
Damn, you're so powered out. Oh, that's so gross.
And apparently ghetto honk are donkeys.
What the fuck?
You're a donkey.
No, I am not the donkey from Shrek.
Don't care.
Yeah, no, Christians drink a lot of bullshit.
Dead air.
Yeah, there. Gil's been watching way too much fucking Shrek.
He's probably been watching Shrek.
Well, you know, he always likes ass.
Of course. That makes sense.
Oh, God.
But I guess Carrie's not going to call in, huh?
Probably not.
Why don't we call her?
I ain't got that bitch's number.
Ghetto's bound to have it.
Yeah, and if her boyfriend answers, we'll have Chris just say, go and say, I'm a
musician.
No, it's I'm a music artist.
I still can't believe that shit. Ghetto.
Man, of all the things Chris could have said to your husband, he comes out with, I'm a music artist. The fact that your husband already didn't like Chris to begin with anyways.
Oh, well, her boyfriend's gone, so we don't have to have Chris say he's a music artist. Yeah, so why don't we call her, Ghetto? Come on.
So yeah, go on, call her.
Call her up. Let's go, Ghetto G.
Yeah, I ain't got her a number. Thank God.
I bet you 10 to 1 now that her boyfriend's gone. Ghetto's trying to sneak his way in.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes,
yeah,
Ghetto.
You're the only person named Ghetto here. I think Jerry's sleeping. All right, well, why don't you call it first before you hit it?
The fact that Gypsy keeps calling Jerry a he is even funnier.
You probably use the correct word, which would be an it.
How about call from the freaking JR number?
Yeah.
I'll ask for her. I'll talk to her.
Yes, the retard meeting the redneck.
I've met
a redneck meets a retard. Who wins that fight?
The retard, duh. Ah, my computer.
Speaking of which, you know, you think you can even ask Terry about fucking wannabe redneck.
Exactly.
What?
Apparently, there's wannabe rednecks down in Florida.
I don't know how to respond to that.
I was like, is this bitch crazy when she tells me about that on Saz? I'm like, what the hell is she thinking? There is no such thing.
Sure. Cops are going to talking to me.
I can't fuck you anymore. hustle 7 days a week. I'm a lucky motherfucker, call me Sam Lamb. I got one on my tongue, another giving me head. I got a tool belt on the side of my bed, but it's filled with a bunch of sex toys and sex.
I can't fuck you anymore. I can't fuck you anymore.
And we're back.
Rawr, dark.
So, Ghetto, are you going to be calling her anytime soon up on the soundboard, man?
Come on, G. Let's do this. I want to hear some waterfalls. You have enticed me. I would like to hear this now.
Yeah, exactly. She wants to hear waterfall.
Alright. And by me saying I want to hear waterfalls does not include Havoc taking a piss. Just saying. I am putting this out here. Well, go
well,
get
now that you said that, you know you're going to hear probably an encore presentation of that later.
Yeah, well, when don't we hear that?
Yeah, unfortunately, What's-Her-Face doesn't have the number on her fucking Facebook, so we can't get to that way either.
Well, Ghetto's getting his phone, which I don't know why it takes like 7 hours to get your phone, but seriously, get your phone.
I don't know.
I want pudding.
But listen, well, last night took you like almost an hour to open the fucking pudding.
Shut up. I opened it.
Yeah, within a fucking hour.
Maybe today
you'll
take
it too. Get your ass in gear, Ghetto.
Since we've got the hiccup queen up on here with us, why don't we go with some non-point?
Don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one who will dance on the floor. She said, I am the one who will dance on the floor. She told me her name was Billie Jean, and she called to see. Every head turned with eyes that dreamed of being the one who would dance on the floor. Ooh. People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. And mama always told me, be careful who you love. Be careful what you do. Because the lie becomes the truth, the truth, the truth. Ooh, Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl who claims that I am the one. But the kid is not my son. She said I am the one. But the kid is not my son. But who can stand? She's in demand. Her schemes and plans. Cause we dance on the floor. Take my strong
sacrifice. Just remember to always think twice. She told my baby that we danced till three, then she looked at me and showed a photo of a baby crying. Come and dance on the floor. Around and around and around and around. Oh, people always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. Then she came and sat right by me. The smell of sweet perfume. This happened much too soon. And then she called me to a room. A room, a room. Billie Jean is not my love. So take my strong advice. Just remember to always think twice.
And we're back. Fucking Tone put out a new fucking video.
Oh, where did Ghetto G go? Oh, where can he be?
Don't know, he's going to probably call in here in a minute.
Hopefully he's got, he'll have Carrie on the line.
He probably will. No.
Yeah.
Wait, did she actually open it in like 20 minutes for once?
This is like my second one, okay? Shut up.
Damn. She's been on last night.
I'm on a roll because I'm hungry as a motherfucker.
Well, yeah, you're pregnant.
Oh, damn.
So apparently Ghetto G's wearing a tutu now.
Well, congratulations to him.
That's just a little disturbing right there.
It really is.
We're horrible.
Yes. Yes, you are.
This is what happens when women unite.
I think we should go into another track. Hopefully I can find it. Thinking I might have put it on the fucking flyleaf. No, my ass.
I think we should dedicate Man, I Feel Like a Woman to Ghetto.
No.
I'm sorry, is that your name?
No, that belongs to the tranny on Facebook. Man, I think I gotta fucking upload that track. Yep. All right, Miss Giggly?
I'm laughing at what Gypsy said in the fucking chat. She's got a 5 spot for Ghetto's tutu. Apparently she's starting to make him strip.
No.
Start playing some, like, old school, like, Ron Jeremy sex music with the bounce go out wow in the background.
Alright, I'm gonna go on this track while I blow the other track.
Silence cloud in my mind. I've been led astray. Should have just walked away. Wish I didn't go. Turn around and gone home. Wish I wasn't myself.
You bounce back to your
damn
mother. You lie to her. You walk afraid to be trusted. You throw her away. Wish for another perfect night.
Yeah!
ghetto, apparently you wear tutus.
The fuck am I, Tinky Winky?
I don't know.
Well, I'm not say so.
That fucking
you are.
As Gypsy fucking says.
I mean, you gotta understand that Gypsy is out of her fucking mind. So, anything she says probably isn't true. Oh, wow. Silence.
Oh. I'd have to actually agree with you on that one.
See that, man? This motherfucker agrees with everything.
That's all he does.
So, have you been chasing waterfalls lately?
Yeah, I took a piss.
I took a piss that's about twice as long as the Havies are on air right before the show.
I took a piss, you know, in honor of Havoc, you know.
I took one in honor of Havoc before the show. You should learn how to do that, too.
But no, but anyway, I'm going to shout that number out, though. I don't give a shit.
Sounds good. Do it up.
Not like she
Let's
ever
go.
Answers me anyway, so don't matter. All right, man. It's 813.
813.
779
579
5-1
Yep. 3-6 Get your party on. Party on, Wayne.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 813-779-5136.
Donkey!
Yes, hi. We would like to request Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls. Give us a call back.
I would just like to say that it is not past 12 o'clock, so therefore you should probably answer your phone.
Yep. Agreed.
Either that, or, you know, we'll just send Chris down your way.
Oh, yeah, Chris is a transsexual.
No, that would be the other guy.
the other guy.
That's the one person that just changed his sex or whatever in the chat room yesterday.
He's trying to say it's the other guy when he really means it's himself. He calls himself other guy.
Go ahead, man. Somebody leave her a fucking song on her message here. Come on, what are you doing? Just bullshitting her. Leave her a song.
Might as well.
What kind of song?
Whatever pops in your head, go.
It's a small world,
Carol. Really? That's what came in your head?
Wow.
You go. It's your turn.
Are we still on the message?
Yep.
Yes.
Damn. Hakuna Matata.
I can't believe I'm going to get some pussy for stealing the monkey. He's stealing the little monkey.
There we go. Now we're out of the message.
Alright.
Okay, we should leave her another message. Fuck it.
Just going to make her mad now. Man, I haven't played this game in a long time where we used to call people's phones until their voice mailbox was filled.
Me?
And then your phone would die and then you would get it.
Yep. My phone would always get blown up.
And then you get people texting you in the morning like, what the fuck you hitting me up at like 3 o'clock in the morning for?
Or my favorite is the blocked phone calls. Get up.
Man, that's fucking
what
like,
you talking about, man? That ain't me.
That's like fucking Carrie fucking bitching about the fact that, you know,
that we tagged her or some shit on Facebook at like after 12 o'clock in the morning. Who gives a fuck? It's Facebook. You can get tagged and shit either way.
She gotta get sleep, man. Like, she can't turn off her phone or something.
why don't we try and call her back? It's still before 12.
Like, I think that same night, Havoc had to go to sleep and wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning.
I think it was one of those nights.
So it was like, boo-hoo.
Well, fuck it. We'll just piss her off.
May as well. I mean, we haven't done this in a while.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, she's got a voicemail box. Fill it up.
All right, who are we? Are we the police?
Boy.
Are we the Village People?
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 813-77-95136.
That's for all of you stalkers. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. Man, you thought your partying goes hard, man. Our party goes harder.
Hell yeah.
We rock out to the YMCA.
We don't need black people in our mouth, man. We got donkey shows. Yeah, what you know about that? Your beer pong parties ain't got shit on it, son.
It's a Friday night, girl.
Yeah, Joe's either black men at her parties.
We don't got no wannabe rednecks up her.
Of course.
She doesn't have a ghetto genie in a tutu.
What the fuck? There ain't no ghetto genie in a tutu here.
That's not what Gypsy says.
Well, Gypsy smokes crack.
Way back to the future.
Trap go. Trap go.
Back go.
I got 20 racks in my new jeans. I got 10 more in my blue jeans. I walk in, I turn up. Pimp tight like I'm permed up. I heard broke bitches talking like they rolling like us, man. These bitches be mad at us because these bitches so down to fuck. I'm playing that shit, I can bang that shit. Fuck me, fuck a team, I'ma train that bitch. I hope you ain't wipe that bitch, cause I know a couple homies that'll pipe that bitch. Lifestyle out flashy like a nightgown pick, and your bitch chose me cause you walk out with my ass thick and my drinks mixed. Say I'm sick and say no shit. Let a foe drip, let a foe sip. And all my flows, that's slow piss. Close case, I'm killing shit. Heard you fall, I'm not feeling shit. My brand right, and I'm on one. And these bitches don't want none. These bitches don't want none.
These bitches don't want none.
Ain't no one shine right, cause I grind. Bitch, take it, I don't mind. My heart's in it, I'm authentic. It's clear to see it's my time.
Also, we have to say this is the Department of Health. Your test came back positive for herpes, gonorrhea, AIDS, syphilis. You're going to die in about 7 days.
Jeez, man.
Damn, that was dark. I was just about to play that Bubble Woody live parody, used to be a guy. For...
Chris, stop watching that video.
I'm watching it. That's a little bit awkward diving on her message.
Well, considering the fact
We hung up after the whole telling her she's going to die in 7 days.
Oh, man.
And apparently Jerry is fucking horny.
What?
What the fuck?
Apparently Jerry is horny up in the room.
The fuck is Gypsy doing in there?
No, not Gypsy, Jerry.
I know, but what the fuck is she doing in there?
I have no clue. She's talking about AIDS, gonna syphilis. Her Donna Sipa. She's just out of her fucking mind.
Actually, the first one should be AIDS, Donna Syphilitis instead of syphilades. Well, no, it makes more sense to say AIDS, Donna Syphilitis instead of AIDS, Donna Syphilades. Herpagana syphilade.
My question is, y'all, would anyone ever fucking spend $120 on a fucking pair of headphones?
Mm-mm.
No. I didn't even want to spend $50 on a pair of headphones, but I did.
Yeah, man, fucking that shit fucking flips audio, fucking they want fucking $120 plus $14.99 shipping and handling for the fucking headphones.
Yeah, no.
I mean, you know, they'd be badass if they were fucking cheaper, but, fuck out of here.
No.
That was better.
You know, I think I have a track that's perfect. That is just perfect for Gypsy and Jerry and even Spaz.
Let's be honest.
I'll take it more along the lines of Outland Camp, Wild Ass Honky.
What's that got to do with that?
Yeah, really.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Chris does.
Doesn't he?
May as well play it. Go ahead.
Hope it did. Remember, man. You gotta put the team on your back, man. No matter what you do, man. I don't give a fuck what you do, man, in life, man. You gotta put the team on your fucking back at all times, so, man. Real talk, man.
Spoofed up cigarette blunts and ashes, balloons to make you blow the cashes, suitcase full of white girl and cash, and my glass piece full of headband with hash in it. But that's enough about me. Truth is, y'all can never get enough of me. Truth be told, I could really give a pee, a repent, or a shit, or a pee for my contact disc. You ain't going in, you're outside in the rain, cold and lame, and you're talking swag, but you're smoking swag in a 10-year-old pair of bathing apes. Outlands don't like banging H. Hotel breakfast, gang of crepes, sucking on titties like a newborn baby whose mom was gone and he had to wait.
I took a nap after snapping, and then it's back to the rapping. I got a bottle of Captain's, waking up like, what the fuck happened? See, I'm a wild ass honky, so I don't give a fuck about that. Wild, wild ass honky, so I don't give a fuck about that.
I took a nap after snapping, and then it's back to the rapping. I got a bottle of Captain's, waking up like, what the fuck happened? See, I'm a wild ass honky, so I don't give a fuck about that. Wild, wild ass honky, so I don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah, wild honky, sipping that brass monkey. My dookie chain chunky, but I'm skinny like a junkie. A high school flunky, whose weed stay chunky. A funky dude, plus you know the crew's too funky. Funky, polar bear, polar cat, rapper extraordinaire. Smoke a bowl and then I blow my frozen oats into the air. Yeah, I don't care, and I've been on the act real ignorant. Not run round, I'm getting it. Everything I said, I meant it. Catch me in the parking lot, sitting off the top in the circle of Z-Lots, rocking hoodies and Reeboks, with heat rocks in the lodging for 3 blocks, and when started a forest fire from hitting the treetops, my God, sweet Jesus, G. Willikers, Batman, backhand these faggots so hard that they need a CAT scan. Now that's the way to play that funky music, white boy, boy, sounding ghostly on the soundbite like white noise.
I took a nap after snapping, and then it's back to the rapping. I got a bottle of Captain's, waking up like, what the fuck happened? See, I'm a wild ass
back. Man, you know, that room's just gone fucking retarded.
Women have taken over.
never go full retard.
Well, considering the fact you got Gypsy up in the room screwing fucking Hornsy and barking in her fucking man's face and shit.
Did you say she's farting in her man's face?
Barking. Like a dog.
Oh. Well, what y'all are bitches.
Exactly.
But and to that point, you know, if a chick ever farted in my face, I think I'd probably just fucking deck her in the fucking jaw.
My husband says if I ever fart on him, we're getting a divorce.
Well, do it. Shit, if that's all it takes.
Or anybody yet, just fucking queef on him.
That doesn't do anything.
Havoc just wanted to say that word.
Yeah, he did.
Because he learned it last night.
Actually, no, getting Chris, I've actually known that word for quite some time.
No, really, Chris is just trying to play it off. He just learned that word last night.
When I uploaded that song, and I heard that song about 3 months ago.
Wait. So you just learned about queefing about 3 months ago?
3-6 months ago.
Damn! You're a late motherfucker!
Late motherfucker.
Chris, how the fuck is it you're, what, 21, 22, you've never heard of queefing until about 6 months ago?
Man, he just wants to keep saying his word, man. Shut up, Havoc.
And 23, by the way.
Like,
but anyways,
Chris, do you know what coitus means since you're in college?
What the fuck is that shit?
Oh my god, Chris. Please tell me someone on this fucking show knows what coitus means.
Speak now.
No, it means sex. Coitus
oh,
is the actual term of sex.
Oh, shit, why don't you just stop your smart talk and just say sex?
Well, that sounds like... Here, Ghetto, here's one for you. I'm sure you'll know what this one is. Do you know what fellatio is?
No, could you please explain it to me? and don't be afraid. I don't know and use, you know, visual aids.
Actually, fellatio is not just oral. Fellatio is the art of going down on a male.
Oh, it's an art now.
Yeah, like apparently. That's textbook standards right there.
She must be a pro.
Yep, you know. Pick her. She wants to be picked.
Pick who?
Gypsy. She says, pick me.
Pick her for what?
She says she's a fellatio pro.
Have it, man. Get on that, dude.
Even though she spelled fellatio wrong.
Well, she's a pro at spelling it.
I didn't expect anything less.
Can we please define what this phase is supposed to mean? Like, it's supposed to be a waving phase, but I have a feeling she means it's something different.
The waving phase as in... Yeah. This is a PG show. We can't be doing things like that.
PG show since when? Did we become WWE? Oh, and apparently Daniel Bryan and Randy Orton both got fined for the chair shot.
Man, this nigga reads everything I fucking read. Wow. All for a chair shot to the head. I thought WWE liked that shit.
Yeah. That made it better.
So does that mean Damian Sandow's going to get fined now, too, for that match last night?
Probably.
For fucking tripping him into the chair and fucking pretty much poked him in the eye.
Now my question is, you know, will Sheamus get fined as well for, you know, for throwing a fucking chair into the face of Sandow?
Ain't that what happened in the Orton Daniels match?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got fined for that, so they're probably gonna get fined now.
I love how Orton will never get another main event push.
Well, not now.
Well, not beforehand, after the two strikes he has. Due to the breaking the drug policy rules.
Yeah, smoking weed. Now he's getting fined for throwing chairs.
I wonder if Chris Billy realizes...
He's smoke another joint and get fired.
Now, what if Chris realizes they're bringing RVD back? He's a big ass bothead too.
Yeah,
exactly. He should have a weed on a pole match.
That's just stupid, but you know.
But with RVD, you'd win.
But I mean, they got problems with chair shots, but everybody's allowed to smoke weed. Makes sense, right?
Well, actually, Chris, I don't even think RVD would win, because I'm pretty sure if you put weed on a fucking pole, I'm pretty sure X-Pac would be the first one running down the fucking ramp just to go for that shit.
X-Pac.
Yeah, he might tear his anus again.
Ziggler. You have too many people in that match.
Jack Swagger.
Exactly.
That would be a fucking retorted ass match, though. Just for, like, a fucking bag of weed.
Kind of like there was what was those matches they had? Was it something hanging off a pole?
Biker chain on a pole, fucking flags on a pole.
They've had tons of those matches.
Wait, I'll take it back. Fun. The worst match I've ever seen was that we have to tag each of the corners.
Yeah, the
strap match.
Whatever the hell they call it, like the cowbell, whatever the fuck it was. Was it that cowbell
first,
and bull?
First, they call it a strap match. We just said this.
Yeah, we literally just did.
It needs more cowbell.
What?
What?
Chris, go ring her bell. That's what she just said.
Passed.
He's passing now. How do you feel about that, Spaz? He's passing on you.
Jerry, go get some.
She wants some.
What happened?
Apparently, Jerry wants fucking bull cum.
You see what you did, Spaz?
God damn it, Spaz.
You've corrupted these poor people.
Hey, we got Trey Side Killers up in the room. Well, we did, then they left.
Well, what the hell? You see what you did, Spaz?
No, I think it's because you saw what Gypsy wrote.
No, she wrote.
She wrote, because I told her how to spell fellatio, and she goes, fell? Bad. Like, I just fell my face into your lap.
I don't know why they'd leave on that, but... Interesting.
Yeah. There'll be no fucking those dudes on from the fucking like page that you tune in. Fucking Broken Infinity.
I don't know who that is.
You were talking to him on the page.
All I said was, we'll play your music if you tune in.
Yeah.
But have you ever seen him here? No.
Nope.
So therefore, we don't have to play their music.
This is true. It's like fucking Trace Side Killers. They came up the room, they left, made up their shit.
I tried getting Butcher Knife back in here, man. I was like, man, I'll play your song if you tune in. And then, you know, he hits me up after the show's over. He's like, what's the number again?
The number is, you're too late, motherfucker.
I was like, it's way too fucking late.
Does that motherfucker even have new music?
I'm guessing it was new. I don't fucking know.
Because, I don't know, like, every single time I went to his fucking Reverb, all I saw was the same four tracks on there.
I don't know, he's always posting shit, so I'm guessing it's new.
Yeah, but this is fucking Butcher Knife we're talking about here, so we never know.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure if, you know, he did actually come up with something brand new, I'm pretty sure the world would probably end.
No. When Chris drops something new, man, the world will end.
Yeah, this is true. But that's never going to happen.
Well, so are you saying the world's never going to end then?
This is correct.
Yeah, look how many times they got that wrong. 6-6-2006, 12-21-2012, and wasn't there another time last year?
And apparently fucking, this year, you said you, quote-unquote, had, what, like some lyrics written down, but actually not an actual track to record? You get some odd reason you're fucking more, you think working out's going to take all day, so you don't have time to record a track?
Why did you have so much trouble saying that right now?
I have no clue.
Because he's high.
But I have no idea why. What?
I got high.
Because you got high. Spaz is high. Y'all heard that.
I'm pretty sure if Spaz was high, we'd all be dead by now. You know, that makes you wonder. That's exact. Okay, you're a fucking retard when you're not high. So how the fuck are you when you are high?
Damn, man.
I'm just curious. Like, are you normal when you're high?
Or are you more of a retard?
That old gypsy son is in the thingamajiggle. And she says,
apparently, Gypsy wants you to meet her son.
Who wants to meet her son?
She wants you to be her son.
To meet her son or be her son? What are you saying?
He's saying what he used to work in. Meat.
Wait. if it's spelled like that, it's just got real awkward right now. But no, I think I'm going to have to pass, though.
Well, I mean, considering the fact, you know, you're not even in the room, so how are you going to meet? And so how exactly how are you going to meet him?
Wait, what?
Wow. That's more awkward.
Apparently, somebody wants to beat off Gypsy's son.
No.
Wow. Nope.
No.
Oh my God.
So, what's the next song we're gonna play here?
Exactly.
I actually have a track I'll play. Here we go. Apparently, you know, I'm trying to tell her to grab her charger, plug it in, and then call back in. And just talk about charges.
That's too easy.
Oh, yeah. That's way too easy for a retard.
It was a retard to figure out how to do that.
Poor retards.
Exactly.
You know, obviously there's some times we just want to slap one.
your chance. You got options.
And when you go back to your old work, are you going to be pissing people's shoes again?
Hey, you never know.
Might as well. Make it a tradition.
Tradition?
Well, he did it when he worked there before he quit and went to the new job. So, he had to do it again.
So then that would mean he has to do it every time he leaves and comes back.
If he's at the same job, might as well.
Yeah. Why not?
I can't believe you're redoing.
So wait, why are you going back to your old job? Because you don't want to push carts?
Actually, pushing carts actually ain't that bad. I mean, like I said, you know, I'm outside. I could get paid for fucking...
Why are you going back to the other one, then?
Extra money.
How the hell are you going to work at both of those places?
I don't know. I figured that one out.
Are they close to each other?
Kind of. Not too much, but kind of close to each other.
Kinda. Not really. Maybe.
What was kinda? Like what? 5 miles away?
Well, I mean, you know, job I'm at now is, you know, I can actually walk to from the hospital and vice versa, so.
Why didn't you just say that? You said, yeah, kinda.
Yeah, like, what kind of, like, what, 3 miles?
It's either it's close or it's not. Simple.
But apparently we got a request for some EBOS.
Man, didn't you request that the other night? You don't get to request it again.
I get mixed up, yes, I know. I get messed up as I grow. So now that I gotta live life with them both, all I can say. What's my name? What's my name?
What's my name?
Hey, look, the retard has returned.
Oh, great.
Chris, go f*** yourself.
It's all quiet up on here now. The fuck was that?
Your face?
Sound more like Chris's face. Jerry's dead already anyways in the room. She's not talking. Yeah, that is, she's, I don't know.
I don't think anybody's talking.
Ain't nobody ever talking.
Anybody got time for that?
What?
Nobody with that.
What?
What? Nothing. We'll see.
Word.
You know what, Chris? You're really going to have to start picking up the slack here, man. I'm really tired of you being quiet.
Yeah, Chris.
Bird is the word.
Why the fuck did you even have me upload that song in one night spat?
Actually, you uploaded it that night. I didn't have you do anything.
But you asked me to play it. And that was the reason it got uploaded.
Yeah, so? Just because I want something doesn't mean you always have to do it, dumbass.
You gotta learn that, man.
Hear it.
Don't give bitches everything they want.
Exactly. Fuck that shit.
Here, I am not going to be making you sandwiches anymore.
Man, you don't even make me sandwiches now.
You're right, because I eat them.
You could barely text message a motherfucker.
I can text message. You can't text message.
Oh, yeah? You know what kind of messages I got back from you today? LOL.
She probably doesn't even know what that means.
It's all I ever get, man. What the fuck?
Who knows? Who knows?
You know.
Nobody knows.
Oh, then again, it's Spaz, so that's probably best that we don't know.
There's also that reasoning, yes.
I'm confused. I'm not paying attention, so.
No.
Hey, retard. What a shocker.
Dead air.
We'll entertain the listeners.
Yeah.
Well, listen here. You entertain the listeners. Put some music on or something. Wait. Not like I have the soundboard. You do.
There's reasons for that.
Exactly.
Yeah, so more than likely, Spaz, anything you put on the soundboard would be even scarier than what I put on the soundboard.
Yeah, that's saying something.
Exactly.
Well, play some fun songs other than High School Musical.
That's not a fun song.
Exactly.
How the fuck is that a fun song? And why the fuck did you even get that on the soundboard?
I said, not like High School Musical, dumbass.
I'm going to go with some Hollywood Undead.
Dumbass.
We're back.
fuck is that noise?
That was me dropping my phone charger.
No, not that.
Cable.
I'm talking the noise that came out of fucking Spaz's phone.
That was me hiccuping.
But fucking, I don't know what the fuck it sounded, but definitely sounded like a fucking hiccup.
See, Gypsy says, later ghetto, can't wait to send you a picture, LOL, with a devil face.
Well, at least that girl's only saying ghetto pictures.
Who the hell's sending me a picture?
Apparently, Gypsy's gonna send you some pictures.
No, you stay the fuck away from me.
At least you're the only one getting pictures from her.
I don't want no damn pictures.
Oh, she said you're going to. Go have fun with
that. No, 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 no.
Shut up, Daniel Bryan.
Well, this, that works here. No, just keep her away.
Yes, none.
Yes, none. None.
Not even the redeem.
No, just don't post anything. And what the hell was that?
Sounded like someone ripping ass.
That was definitely Havoc farting.
I have no idea what he laughs about because he didn't know to smell it.
He smells as if.
Thank God for that, man.
Exactly.
It's like he almost as if he holds the phone to his ass so we can hear
him.
He does.
You know
and you're just
playing
this out now? Wow.
Actually, that exactly. Time I actually didn't even have my phone up to my ass.
That time.
Arg, arg.
And that's one location gone.
Yep. And then there was two.
Wait, one nutcase? What nutcase left?
Gypsy.
Oh, yeah? Where'd she go?
Dodo. And Jerry, you need to stop watching fucking Winnie the Pooh.
Why are you going to post pictures on your wall, ghetto?
Man, she better stay away from my page, yo.
Good luck with that.
Why, what's the matter, ghetto? You don't like her post?
Hell no.
Have you seen the photo that you posted on his wall?
Yeah. I don't need no more pictures like it.
Yeah, he loves them too much. That's why he doesn't need any more.
Oh, yeah. I love them.
Apparently, Spaz wants them, though, because she wants just his fucking Facebook.
Oh, I like her. I think she's pretty cool. So,
yeah. Yeah, Spaz would actually enjoy those type of pictures.
Well, definitely would.
Then again, so would Chris.
Nope. There's a reason I don't talk to that very weird chick, even though I have her on my Facebook friends list.
Man, you have everybody on your fucking friends list.
Yeah.
Actually, no. I only have like 250 people on it.
Well, and, now.
And more likely, and more likely, they're all juggalos.
Nope.
That's the other profile.
That's a dead profile. Has more picky choosing on this one with who I put on it.
And that's why he didn't add Spaz.
No, he didn't.
Exactly.
I don't blame you.
I don't think anybody blames anybody for that one.
What the fuck are you doing over there, Spaz?
So is anybody left in the chat room then?
Yeah, you got Jerry acting like fucking Tigger from fucking Winnie the Pooh.
And now she put Beth, Beth.
She put Big Fat, what?
No, she put B-E-P, B-E-P, Beth, Beth.
You see what you've done to this poor girl? You've made her stupid.
Pretty sure I didn't make anybody stupid.
I don't know.
La la la.
I don't know. I think we should play a track I just uploaded to the soundboard.
Oh, great.
That page are juggalos, but there's one person you should probably get rid of off your page.
And who would that be?
That would be Lord Malice.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about your one crazy ex.
No. No, I'm talking about Lord Malice. You might want to get rid of him.
Why?
Because he's a fucking drama queen, dude.
Yeah, okay.
And he's fucking retarded. Dude, trust me, I noticed a hell of a lot better than anybody, because like, I used to work for the motherfucker. I mean, shit, even Ghetto G can tell you that he's a fucking moron.
Well, I really don't even know him. I just know that he looks like a bloody tampon.
Yeah, definitely get rid of him before he fucking starts. Like I said, he's full of drama.
Oh, and I don't like his music either.
And, you know, and he can't book fucking shows to save his life.
Well, there was that Boondock show, yes.
Oh, they're talking about that, whatever your ex, that April, whatever the hell her name was.
Why the fuck would you even add her for?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, me.
You better run for your life, man.
Well,
hey, you did
it.
Yeah, delete her too. Because she's a fucking bigger drunk.
I'm looking for that Lord Malice dude.
He's under the name Malice Demon.
I'll find it.
I'll find it. Now, Havoc, don't you try going controlling Chris's profile. Like you're his wife.
I'm just saying, yo, like if you get fucking Malice on your page, you're gonna have nothing but drama.
I don't have any drama on my page unless I decide to start some.
Well, then again,
the only drama I have on my page is the drama from Impact.
Yeah, he's a moron too.
He really is.
From who?
Drama from Infect to the guy who got a Wicked One and pretty much everybody to leave the label.
Man, it's a good thing I ain't got any of them on my page.
Okay, delete Malice off here. I'm good.
Faz left us again. Between her phone
call. Oh, of course.
Yeah, of course she left us.
That's what she does best.
She ran out of retard juice.
Yep.
She'll get a big serving tomorrow and come back.
Yeah, she got to recharge. Speaking of stupid shit, so about the other day, I saw on the news that these black kids jumped this white dude for his shoes.
Oh, fuck?
For shoes? Really?
Yeah. Like outside of what's that? Recreational centers? Is that what they're called?
Probably.
I believe so.
Like, you know, where them, you know, keep the kids off the street and shit, you know, they got a place to go and whatever.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah, these black kids jumped this white dude for his shoes outside of that, you know, and then they videotaped it and put it online. Are you fucking stupid?
Yes, they are.
Like, it's bad enough that you're jumping somebody for some shoes, but then you're going to record it and put it on the internet.
I mean, shit, if you're going to record it and put it on the internet... So one thing you might want to do is at least blur out your faces, not put it online on your computer because you can get fracked from that too. Just shit, you have to be smart about that shit.
That was a while back here, somebody tagged like a famous spot or whatever, some shit, and then took a picture of it and put it on Facebook, and then they got in trouble for it. Like, really? You took a picture of
it? I mean, shit, if you can't do something like that, tag it, but then don't, like, take the picture of it and put it on Facebook, like, a minute after you tagged it.
People are so fucking stupid.
Exactly.
I mean, you're doing something illegal, you moron.
I mean, shit, I know Az don't tag shit, but then again, he doesn't do that stupid shit.
Yeah, but does he post it online? No. Okay.
Well, if he posts it online, it's not like the day of. It's like a month after.
Yeah, I'll just never understand that.
No idea why more
folks
do that.
If you're interested in buying some hatchet gear, Havoc, they got a sale going on for 44% off of everything from now to the 4th of July.
So if you want to pre-order anything, do it now. If
now would be a good chance.
Well, let's see if they have anything good as if you're worth getting right now.
I'm saying maybe if you're looking to pre-order, you know, Big Hoodoo or something, you get it for real cheap now.
Yeah, I'm just going to wait until somebody actually gets it and I'll just fucking download it.
I actually pre-ordered that from Best Buy since it was only
$8.99. Yeah, that's definitely a good fucking price. Especially the fact, you know, no shipping and handling either.
Exactly. Get it for real cheap, see how it sounds or whatever. If it's garbage, then fucking sell it.
If it's garbage, I'd end up fucking throwing it at somebody's head.
Or you could do that.
But I'm like the dumbasses out there. I'm not gonna, you know, videotape myself actually throwing something at somebody's head. And put it online.
That wouldn't matter.
Yeah, this is true.
You could be like this one dude that has shitty music. He gave a CD to somebody, and they fucking hated it, and they put it in their ashtray.
The fuck?
Yeah, they put the CD in their ashtray and, you know, use it as an ashtray pretty much.
You know, if Big Hoodoo's music album sucks, I just might do that.
Or you could do what Monoxide did with Jay-Z CD. Snapped it in half. He's like, maybe it'll sound better now.
I told Jerry to call in since the show's ending soon, but
she's in the shower. Was in the shower or something.
Well, she was, but then, you know, she came back saying, "Bep, bep, I'm here, not me, what was just talking, fuck you, dot, dot, dot." This is much open to her. I'm talking to herself.
Talking to herself, how about that?
And she left. So, closing up the chat room.
Jeez, everybody's fucking going now.
Like a man. I'm going to leave before I can't hear anything in 20 seconds.
Hey, don't you question that.
Is it a good reason to question it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Let's see what they have for Big Hoodoo besides the fucking CD.
They got a bunch of shirts, jersey, some bandanas.
I mean,
you can get the shirt that Eric dude I know that made that It says, bitch, get scared. You can get that one. I think Havoc needs his own t-shirt.
Hell yeah. That'd be fucking dope as all shit that point.
Put Havoc's face on the front of it.
No, put it as WWE Havoc on there.
No,
can't.
Can't be selling Gordo Devil t-shirts.
Okay. Well, you could. Because King Gordy did retire from HorrorCore.
Yeah, so the King Gordy's no longer going to be making that. And he's not going to be at the gathering either.
Ah, boo-hoo.
Yeah, probably a good time to quit anyways.
I don't know, man. I was a fan of King Gordy. But there was some shit that was just real bad. And then the fact that people, you know, treated him like shit in the gathering, it's like, what the fuck? Even though they treat everybody like shit, pretty much.
And they just went to, like, joke songs afterwards. With Bizarre.
Yeah, Bizarre. Somebody should tell that dude.
What happened to him?
Somebody should tell that dude he can't rap. I mean, he had some funny shit here and there, you know, back in, like, D12 and all that, but, yeah, that's about it.
That was, like, best hit that Justin Bieber, I'm going to kill you.
That song was, I don't even know.
It was sucky, but at least the video was entertaining.
They tried to do something, but it failed.
Exactly. That's all Bizarre is good for right now.
Pretty much just saying that they were gay or something. I don't know. They want to have sex with Justin Bieber.
Just looking like that.
Yeah. That was just a little much. But as for Big Hoodoo, man, he got his own website and shit going on. Like, what the hell?
And then he just get signed? Like, just get signed?
Pretty much. Like, not too long ago.
How the fuck is he now has his own site?
Maybe he knows how to make his own site on his own.
I think somebody else probably made it. Because everybody's making his merchandise and shit. Got a couple people on that. So... pretty much, I bet you somebody made that damn website for him.
Yeah, probably.
Kind of like how Doink the Clown died yesterday there, and he already had a fucking Facebook page for it. Like, people jump right on shit.
They really do.
So you seen anything on that website? Anything worth? Anything?
Not too much.
I mean, there's like one thing on there that I could probably scoop up, but that's about it.
I mean, come on, like, even if it is like 44% off everything, like, you know, you still got the fucking shipping handling that fucking rips you up the ass too.
Well, isn't it 44% off, like, your entire order, though?
I don't think so.
Yeah, they still got the $9 shipping, yeah.
Well, that's not a ripoff. It's a total ripoff.
As a matter of fact, I think Tech9 still has that shipping going on that's, like... Close to $12. See, I mean, that's all right. Whenever they had the, 50% off.
Yeah, no, it's not the entire order.
It's off the entire order.
He gives pre-order bonuses too.
No, it's just 44% off the entire store, not the order.
Oh.
Fuck that. I'll just go with fucking Twisted.
Go with Twisted what?
Go to the fucking mixtape.
I thought you did that like yesterday.
I
didn't do it yet. I was actually gonna wait till later because I'm gonna go to the store called Five Below. See what the fuck they got. If they ain't got nothing interesting, sure, when I get home, I'll fucking pre-order the mixtape.
Did you say you're going to Five Below? They have fucking nothing in that store.
Well, because you know, the one here just opened, but I've never been there.
But their stuff is cheap, so why do you have to wait?
Well, that plus I'm waiting for some money to be taken out of my account too, so.
Yeah, I got like 3 pre-orders going on my shit, man, right now, so I gotta wait. I got that Twisted pre-order. I got that Big B and that Big Hoodoo.
Hell yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else's that pre-order is going on.
Tag 9.
Yeah, fuck that. I'll wait till it's coming out for download because I ain't gonna waste my money on like that much money on this, like, just for a fucking pre-order from Strange. Those motherfuckers rape you at the ass with fucking shipping and handling too.
Yeah, and plus the things that they're giving away aren't even that great. I mean, we all have something signed by Tech N9ne at least.
Exactly.
Yeah, pretty much.
So that's out. The DVD, man, who gives a flying fuck about the DVD?
Because it's going to be leaked online anyways. And you just watch it on YouTube or whatever.
Yeah. So as for the T-shirt, man, well, it'll be an extra large, and that's never going to fit me. So. So, yeah, I'm better off not getting that.
Exactly.
So, I'm going to wait until fucking Stevie Stone drops it open in August there.
Yeah, that's going to be worth something. Oh, fuck, really? Nah, fuck it. I'm watching Storage Wars, and dude fucking opens up a lockbox, and he signs fucking prescription pills in the fucking lockbox in the fucking storage unit. And they're fucking birth control.
The fuck?
Yeah, that's why I said, what the fuck? Really?
Birth control?
Why the fuck are you gonna put birth control pills in a fucking storage unit?
Man. Bitch is hiding that shit, man. She wants to bring it.
Yeah. Hide it. And now it belongs to the people that just bought the fucking locker.
I don't even watch shows like it.
I watch it once in a while. I mean, I haven't really paid attention to it like in a good long while. But fucking Domino's. Motherfuckers are nasty.
Domino's?
Yeah.
The hell are you talking about Domino's for?
The Domino's commercial just came on.
I think Rabbit's having some hot flashes. She's feeling hot right now. Is she a little young for that?
Yes. But then again, she's probably just drunk as a motherfucker.
Like always.
No, not Rabbit.
Yeah, she's never drunk.
She never drunk. Did you just say that?
Very sarcastically.
And what was what was up with your typing earlier, man? You couldn't fucking talk right.
What do you mean?
You kept typing and like the words were backwards.
I have no clue.
I think you meant to say really wish, but you put wish really.
No, I did, and I deleted, and then I edited it up.
Just like Havoc, he corrected me, but my shit was already corrected. He didn't look again. Hey, look, man, your diseased friend is still alive.
Who?
Who? Don't play dumb with me.
Nah, is that like who? Like that stupid Mike Jones crap, whatever.
Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones.
Okay, that's gay as hell.
Wait, so Chris has a diseased friend? Oh, yeah, fucking Angel.
Yes, Havoc, yes.
Yes, slow one. Yes.
Well, I mean, come on, you know, for all we know, you know, Chris could have a shitload of fucking diseased friends.
Well, I have Havoc, too.
Well, I ain't diseased, but, you know, you also have Spaz as well. And, Spaz is fucking... Spaz is fucking diseased in the head.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she's diseased. Like, what the fuck?
I went down it, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, then again, I mean, come on, then again, you know, she can't fucking really, you know, decide whether or not. If she wants to divorce the dumbass she's with, stay with him, divorce him, stay with him.
She but mental retardation. Him. She has that disease.
She just got a fucking, I don't know, get her and I don't know, fucking push him out of the fucking window. There you go. Divorce.
And there you go. There's the new cover for 2K14. Chris Benoit.
That'd be fucking perfect.
What the hell? Somebody fucking edited this and they took the microphone out and put a fucking dick in The Rock's hand.
Oh, they saw an article that's basically saying Vince McMahon doesn't see any money in Daniel Bryan. And Shawn Michaels was like, yeah, well, he didn't see any money in me. So, who cares?
Didn't he say that on Raw?
Yes, I think Shawn Michaels said that on Raw.
No, Vince McMahon saying that about Daniel Bryan.
Oh. Well, actually, he did. Good point.
Yeah, so we all heard him say that.
And, you know, at least Chris is half worried about fucking the Money in the Bank for SmackDown.
What?
I said Chris is half worried about the fucking money, SmackDown Money in the Bank.
Okay, what the hell does that mean?
Okay, remember, Chris said that the Shield, that the entire group of the Shield was going to be in the Money in the Bank.
And that's what was advertised here locally.
Well, guess what? It didn't happen. It's only
Dean Ambrose is in it.
Yeah.
And he's part of the Shield.
So when you
and look at all the competitors in it, he's probably the most likely one to win the match because they're pushing him really hard.
Isn't there only seven people? I swear to God, they only
exactly.
said seven people.
There should be seven for Raw and seven for SmackDown.
Should be eight. What the fuck?
It used to be eight, and at one time it used to be six.
The one time, I think it was four.
I think it was.
I don't remember a Money in the Bank match with only four people, but it could have happened.
No, I think I remember that.
I mean, I kind of think it's probably obvious that Daniel Bryan's going to win the Raw one. Because, I mean, the fact that they're trying to book him versus Cena at SummerSlam or whatever.
Man, I hope Daniel Bryan doesn't win. That motherfucking don't look at an ass motherfucking retard don't need to win shit.
There you go. Here's that damn picture of that kid people make pictures with. Who's Rob Van Dam and why did he steal Ryback's gear?
That's where I fucking Ryback stole his gear.
Yeah,
exactly.
Pretty much.
I did hear that actually Ryback did ask Rob Van Dam it was okay to have the same guy make his gear for him. I said, do it up.
No, nobody says do it up except Havoc.
Well, in RVD, both of them smoke weed, so there's a connection there.
For Chris right here, John Cena hugging a kid, says, "Don't worry, Vince told me that I will win as always." It's sad that he always wins.
Exactly. I'm gonna be sick and tired. Apparently, I'm gonna pay attention to the match versus Mark Henry because it's like, okay, we'll see Mark Henry destroy him, and then we'll see him come back with his five moves of doom and beat him. So he looks more powerful, even though he just looks like a bitch.
Although it was pretty funny yesterday on Impact, whenever the dude was walking through the crowd in a John Cena t-shirt.
I'm shocked that there's fags in Impact, too.
I'm just saying, man, he was wearing a John Cena shirt at TNA.
I'm sorry if you get kicked out.
Yeah, right? Like, if something like that happened in WWE, man, they throw him out the fucking building.
Exactly. But no! TNA, they ain't throwing nobody out.
Well, at least that's a plus.
The one thing I had to laugh at was that Boston picture I tagged you in yesterday, Joe. Like, I saw that, you know, somebody else shared it off of my page. I'm like, oh, great. Somebody told for me.
Hell yeah, man. Fuck Boston.
And that would be Dirty.
Dirty? Who the fuck is Dirty?
That's some rapper from here in Pennsylvania.
There's a lot of rappers in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, like, his real name is, like, James Elliott.
No idea. Do 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 do
do. I don't know. You know, I think. Since RVD's coming back, I think they should just let him win and have him face Logan Johnson, you know, and win the title.
Man, I saw him do an interview with somebody, man. He was talking about, he's like, I just want to work with the person that's going to make me the most money.
I saw that too. That's an awesome thing to say in an interview.
Man, what the hell, man? You need to stop stalking me, man. Watch something different, goddammit.
Hey, just because I saw it first while you were asleep.
Man, bullshit, man. I probably saw it before you. You kidding me?
Who knows who saw it first?
You always fucking working out or some bullshit. I always see that.
I saw the early rumors for the Royal Rumble winner for next year are having CM Punk win it.
Yeah, that'll probably change.
Yeah, I sure hope that changes, because if that happens, I'm going to punch you.
Well, everything changes a million fucking times.
Nuh-uh, man. Most of the shit we read about pretty much happened.
Yeah, most.
Yeah.
Except, like, the supposed title match between Daniel Bryan and John Cena at Money in the Bank, which was advertised locally beforehand.
Well, they also advertise, you know, matches that are going to happen here, too, but then, you know, they don't ever really happen.
Exactly.
By the way, again, we might have an extra caller tomorrow night.
Oh, great. Who might that be?
Shorty?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he means the mute.
Where'd you dig her up from?
She just hit me up.
Well, that's random.
Yeah, she fucking commented on the fucking Caitlyn promo.
People seem to like that picture.
man, yo, fucking Caitlyn's in. Look fucking better in fucking AJ's clothes than AJ does.
Man, I ain't got no problem if they decide to do a lesbian thing where they both look like AJ. I ain't got no problem with that.
No way he does.
Yeah, because I guess, man, Shorty needs to know how to spell, too.
Oh, great. Another winner.
Yeah, because she spells, you know, well. Will.
Here's an idea. For people who can't spell or shit, delete them off your Facebook.
Man, dude, my whole fucking list would be gone.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you know what? With Shorty, I'm used to it by now because I've known her for way too fucking long. So I'm kind of used to her not being able to spell properly.
That was like Victoria, man. She posted some, I guess, song lyrics or some shit. I was like, what the fuck does this say? I was like, English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
I just saw that.
Like, what the hell are you doing?
Let's see, she also spelled the word now, N-O-E.
N-O-E?
Yes. And the T-G-E.
Here, can you help me? Here would be a good match right here, man. The New Age Outlaws versus RVD and Rhino.
Feed me more. Smoke more weed.
I said Rhino.
Oh, okay. Yeah, for me, I thought you said...
Yeah, Rhino says...
Right back.
Feed me more.
That was a fail.
Next thing I'm going to get is Rhino rules.
Oh, God.
That's the worst catchphrase that they gave fucking Ryback. They need to give him Feed Me More back.
Man, he probably came up with that himself. He was probably watching Adam Sandler movies. He was like, yeah, man, I'm going to use this.
So, let's see. He's in a match with Chris Jericho, and this will probably be the one match Chris Jericho wins before he leaves WWE.
Man, what the hell was up with that on SmackDown, man? They had Ryback crying and shit.
Yeah, fucking crying.
No, literally, he was fucking crying. Yeah, he was crying to Jericho.
What the hell? So, do you think Ryback will beat Jericho?
I sure hope
not. Do you think he'll lose like he does?
No. First, Chris, his name's not Ryback anymore. It's Cryback.
Like, that's not even funny either. They could have came up with something else. Cryback, really? That's the best you got?
Okay, just call him Crybot then.
Don't like that either.
Just put it as a fact. Chris said it.
No, that's not why.
It's just because any nicknames for him suck.
No, somebody got to have a good one.
Well, when we find the good one, when you find the good one, let us know.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
But my question is, do you seriously think he's going to beat Jericho, or probably not? Lose every pay-per-view match still.
I just said I hope he loses.
I hope so, too.
I mean, I like I can't even say his name. Ryback anymore. I mean, I like him, but, like, you know, it's like, whatever. It doesn't really do anything.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I think the only match that they should do is fucking Ryback versus Big E.
May as well.
He can lose to Big E. So when did Ryback become the professional that's putting over new talent?
Man, Big E, man, he's too busy having sex with fucking AJ.
Ain't that the truth?
Well, which version of AJ? The one where she's dressed up like Caitlyn, or the one where she's dressed up like herself?
Like herself.
And he's missing.
Obviously. I mean, I can't hear Chris.
Almost a show without happening. But nope.
Did you just say almost a show without havoc?
No, without it happening.
But man, fucking Big E pulled a fucking King Kong tonight though on SmackDown.
King Kong?
Yeah, man, fucking throwing AJ like, over his fucking shoulder and fucking walking away. Are they?
So he's King Kong because he can pick up a chick on his shoulder.
I mean, he does that pretty much every time they're on TV.
I mean, honestly, the only thing that fucking Big E's missing now is, you know, to fucking, you know, have AJ, like over his fucking shoulder and fucking climb the Titantron.
Oh, yeah, so he could die like Hawk? that's not supposed to be funny.
Right, yeah, it is.
Yeah, I really didn't mean that to be funny. I was just saying.
Man, yeah, well, come on, man, fucking. Just the fact of seeing fucking Ryback climb the fucking Titantron. That would just be funny as all hell.
Oh shit. RVD and Rhino became the crackhead champions. In a TLC match at that.
What's on TV?
Nothing.
No. You do not get accepted into the group. You get rejected just for having a stupid name.
And what name is that?
What's on TV?
Excuse me?
The name is What's on TV.
That's the name?
Yes.
Yes.
I thought you were asking what's on TV.
No, that's the dude's name. Hence why he got denied of joining the group.
Let's see. Who should be Divas champion? Tess Marker or Stephanie McMahon?
I was making Mae Young the Divas champion. Fuck it.
Did you say McMahon?
I said make Mae Young the Divas champion. Fuck it. Make a corpse the Divas champion.
But that bitch ain't on my game.
Mae Young's not even dead yet, Chris.
Well, she basically is a walking corpse.
You're thinking of the Fabulous Moolah that's dead.
I think it's old as fuck. And that would be very weird to have. Because that, oh, that's the champion.
I just watched an old video the other day. That bra and panties gauntlet match. And then that damn bitch came out, man. She got all naked. Like, What are you talking about? You loved it. You loved it when Mae Young came out and had her nipple tassels on.
What the fuck? I never saw that. And I'm happy I never saw that.
I didn't see it either. But it was from New Year's Revolutions or some shit.
Yeah, I remember that. I didn't see it, but I definitely remember that.
Back whenever they had like a bunch of divas and shit that actually wrestled.
Yeah. Now they just...
And not just supermodels that wrestle. Horribly.
Well, they barely even wrestle. Or even
exactly.
Everybody's pregnant nowadays. What the fuck?
They just show up whenever they need a slut.
Exactly. I had to make whores with WWE divas.
Yeah. I saw this one picture. It was funny as hell. I was like, Oksana, what's she doing in the ring? She can't wrestle.
Nice.
Like, which brings me to my next question. Can she actually wrestle? Has anybody ever... seen her do anything?
No, I mean, the only thing I ever really noticed is that her fucking tits fucking bounce back and forth.
And one of her titties is really bigger than the other one, like, it's weird.
Yeah.
Like, not your typical shit, but...
So what, she got like one implant and the other she loves normal?
Man, it looks like it.
That's just stupid.
It looks really weird.
Yeah, I think Oksana, you know, needs to go see the doctor that fucking Nikki Bella went to see. Because,
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the fact that, you know, Nikki Bella got her fucking implants.
Oh.
So, so whatever doctor worked on her, I think Oksana should go to. And get that fucking tit fixed.
Yeah, go get them titties fixed, man.
Cause any dude that she fucks, you know that shit fucking throws them off. Like, what the fuck's wrong with your titties?
Well, I bet you nobody would really care, but I'm just saying, it stood out to me.
You know what? I think one of these days, if I ever do go to a fucking WWE event, I see Oksana. That's exactly what I'm gonna ask her. What the fuck's wrong with your titties?
Man, she ain't ever gonna be at anything.
Yeah, this is very true. But in case she ever is, best question that I've ever asked. What the fuck's wrong with your titties?
I think you got more of a chance of seeing Zack Ryder on a pay-per-view.
Probably.
Yeah, something that we don't need to see ever.
Man, they may as well just let him win something for once, you know? That'd be different.
Hey, he has the Inner Championship.
That don't count, motherfucker.
Exactly what he wanted.
I mean, nowadays.
Yeah. So correct me if I'm wrong, but are the Knockout Tag Team Championship, is that still active or not, or what the hell is up with that? Because all I know is they stripped Eric Young from it.
It's no longer active.
Okay, I wasn't sure because the whole, you know, title stripping thing, like, if it's still going to be active or not.
Well, Chris, they need, you know, to have more fucking knockouts in order for them to have, like, you know, a Knockout Tag Team division. Let's see if I got a response. Probably not.
Response to what?
Bam Margera. Man, that faggot fucking deleted my fucking post. Oh, wait, don't. That one. There it is. Well, not, because, like, I know, like, Bam's going on some kind of, like, European tour, so, like, I hit him up on fucking Facebook saying, you know, people wondering if I probably should put you would be interested, but I put your would be, but I think, you know, what I meant by asking, like, if he'd be interested in doing an interview, or if there's, like, a better way to go about setting up an interview with him before, you know, he heads off to Europe.
I see.
Did you imagine how we interviewed Quark?
Yeah, I should probably mention that we had Gore up on here. That, you know, that might definitely get him up on here, though.
Probably would.
Let me see what I can find for fucking publicity and shit. There we go. Finally found a fucking email for that shit. So see what the fuck we can get going here, because if we can get fucking Bam up on here, that'd be dope as all hell.
Magic missile. You ready?
Oh, so he must be fucking man with it.
Wow, I just got the most fucked up Facebook message from Acetone. Because, like, on his page, he had something about being a substance abuse advisor. And so I sarcastically said, I have some substance abuse issues. And, like, these conversations are strictly confidential. Like, yeah, right.
Confidential, huh?
He's like, only way I involve others is involves hurting yourself or others. And, like, right. He's calling himself Dr. Toe now.
Oh, that damn drug addict.
Exactly. The substance abuse specialist. Or counselor, as it says on stage.
And that's the one would be the worst fucking ever, because if I just on fact, I can see it now. This way of counseling is smoking weed in front of the motherfucker.
Probably, but, I mean, then again, he did basically just get clean off of, like, smoking and drinking, or, like, he cut back on that shit.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, me either.
Bastard, I just put the damn ladder there. Quit moving shit. It's like I'm playing a match with Chris.
Are you sure you're not?
It's the computer, so yeah.
But then yeah, I'm better than the computer.
You're better than the computer.
On Legendary or whatever the fuck the hardest difficulty is. You know, it takes like 45 minutes to win a fucking match.
Doesn't take that long.
On the hardest difficulty, like 20, 30 minutes?
Maybe. I'm saying I got it on Legendary too, man, or Legend, whatever the fuck.
So one thing that pisses me off the most is I'm still trying to get that damn achievement beating Undertaker at WrestleMania. It's like, I can easily beat him, but which Undertaker? There are three fucking Undertakers in the game, and which WrestleMania arena?
Man, I already did that, too.
I can't figure out how the hell or which one it is to beat, but I mean, I know how to do it. I mean, I beat him before, and all you gotta do is, like, hit your finisher, like, four times, and then you can easily beat him.
At least I think I did that one anyway.
One of the mic game won't let me get for some reason.
Is it called The Streak Ends? Is that what it would be? Beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania. Yeah, I got that one.
Yeah, mic game won't let me for some damn reason. I probably have to make all the settings back to default to do it.
Most of the damn things that I don't have got to do with online.
I don't have a lot of the online shit either. Like that, reach rank 4 or whatever on the online thing. It's like, yeah, go fuck yourself. I don't feel like wasting time on here.
And I didn't make a story yet, either.
I'm never doing that one.
Yeah, pretty much everything I didn't get has to do with online shit, except for that creative story. And whatever the hell the hidden trophies are.
Pretty much the one game I got the furthest on was one of them I sent you that wasn't the WrestleMania thing.
Man, I got shit like, that out.
I had like 93% of the trophies on that game.
Well, I have 9% on that.
I'll check my PS3 later and tell you what I got in that game.
Wanna do some dirt again and go behind my back, huh? You gon' wind up inside the dirt that's
I think I'll share the link to Ghetto G's page.
Why?
So you can vote for this dude.
Vote? Who the fuck is he?
His name's Hush.
Yeah, he needs the Hush. The magic missile.
There you go, Gil. I just got bored and I sent it to your fucking inbox.
Oh, great. Oh, no. We got a child molester hanging in here.
Hopefully, we'll get lucky enough to where we can actually get fucking Bam up on here for an interview.
Maybe.
Because I sent the email to the publicist, let him know.
What the hell was that? Dude, I punched this fat ass motherfucker and he fell on me and I fell over.
Oh, fuck.
Nice.
What the hell? That's not supposed to happen.
Yeah, just like the one time when your character went flying in the sky in the middle of a match. I'm pretty sure that was not supposed to happen.
I'm just saying, like, I punched him to fall off the ladder, and he fell on me, and I fell over.
Nice. Yeah, the one thing that was funny as hell in my universe mode was there was some match, I think it was like a ladder match or something, between like CM Punk and Curtis Axel, and Hornswoggle interfered in the match.
Hornswoggle?
Exactly. And he knocked like both of them out. I was like, what? Right.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Exactly.
That's like the great Khali learning how to wrestle. It's never going to happen.
Yeah. Or at least our son's trying to learn how to wrestle, too.
What? Who?
Who?
Oksana.
Oh, we're back to that.
Yes, it goes in circles.
Well, Michael Jackson is still the child molester.
Nice.
I wonder if Havoc's going to be the next challenger for it.
He probably will be.
Actually, no. You know, I think what you should do is you should make a character and name him Chris Penman.
That would just be like a fat ass motherfucker in like a white t-shirt.
Exactly. I can see it now. Chris Penman versus Michael Jackson for the child molester title.
Michael Jackson versus Chris Penman versus Havoc.
Yeah.
Triple threat match.
And Michael Jackson probably win with the magic missile.
Magic missile, man. You can't fuck with it.
I wonder what the fuck that move is.
Well, you might get hit with it.
I'll have to get hit with it.
And what the hell is up with Cesaro, man? He got like his beef going on with Jesus all the time.
Blame Zeb Coulter.
What the fuck is this? Bully Ray and John Laurinaitis versus Mike Knox and Sheamus.
A great match.
Now here's a better one. Zeb Coulter versus Abyss.
I'll put all my money on Zeb Coulter to win.
It's funny as hell. See, man, even this game right here puts Dean Ambrose in singles competition.
Exactly. The funny thing is, in my game, Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns are the tag team champions, and yet they betrayed each other as a team, and yet they still have the belts.
So how does that work?
Let's just say Roman Reigns hit Seth Rollins in the middle of a match and walked out, and he still won the match for the title defending it.
Man, Roman Reigns still needs to learn how to wrestle. He still only does like one move.
What, the spear and the triple power bomb?
No, I mean like actual thing. Like he does that little jumping clothesline or some shit. Whatever he does.
Exactly. I mean, shit. You should get some lessons from The Rock on how to wrestle.
Thor. Anybody.
Pretty much.
What the hell? The referee threw Billy Gunn and Seth Rollins out of the fucking thing.
For what? What the hell did they do?
They did nothing. They were just screaming at each other, and the referee's like, "Get the fuck out."
Nice. I
kind of like,
does your universe mode do anything on the pay-per-views?
What do you mean? Do anything?
Like, does that have anything like to finish a storyline up? Like, that's more storyline-wise rather than just the matches.
Man, this shit's all over the place. Like, I don't know, sometimes I just pick who I want to be the number one contenders and just change it. And then so at the next pay-per-view, that's who it's going to be.
Yep.
Instead of having to, like, earn it.
One thing that's funny is I reactivated John Cena and I put him as, like, the lowest contender on the list on purpose. And 3 weeks later, he was, like, the number one contender. I'm like, okay, that's bullshit. Delete. Like, there's no way in hell you go from contender number 120 to the number one contender in 3 weeks. Fuck you. You're out of here.
Even the game said, fuck you, Chris.
Pretty much. That's why I deleted him again.
And there he goes.
Yo, didn't Mumble say he was going to bring fucking Big B with him on here once this week?
Yep, he said he would do that today.
That's what he said.
Yeah, you can't trust a motherfucker like that.
Yeah, you can't trust a motherfucker who can't talk.
Yeah, you can't trust somebody you can't understand.
Exactly.
Yeah, someone has a bitch behind me, left fucking yelling like a motherfucker and angry as all hell if he's on the phone.
That's women for you.
And this is exactly why Busta B can't trust foreigners with backpacks.
He loves foreigners now. No, I don't know.
He probably does. Playing a relationship with a foreigner with a backpack.
Dude, how funny would that be?
It would be fucking hilarious.
My friend
don't like
me. That'd
be like a total meme and makeup. Hate foreigners with backpacks. It's a relationship with foreigners with backpacks. Now he loves foreigners with backpacks.
My friend don't like me because I date a foreigner.
With a backpack.
I'm in love with the foreigner.
Oh my god. And she's also a stripper. But she's still a fucking foreigner.
So wait, hold on. I fell in love with a foreign stripper. That's an
Maybe she's Japanese.
Man, she better have some big titties or something going on. Because most Japanese bitches ain't got nothing.
Exactly.
That's very true.
Like, it's very rare if you find some chick this Japanese got some titties and a big ass or something.
Yeah, you got a better chance of finding a Chinese woman with big titties.
Pretty much the same fucking thing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Now, if you want a foreigner with big titties, go find yourself a Russian.
What the hell is
or
happy versus mankind? Or a German chick. Them bitches are freaky.
Yeah. Just don't go for a French chick, because they don't shave.
That's just weird, man. That bitch better be shaving, you know.
Well, if not, once you sleep, find a shaving cream and shave for her.
No, yeah, I'm sure she'll love that.
Just shave as they shave her entire body, including her head.
What the fuck?
Wow.
I just want her pussy to be bald, not her entire body.
Well, then what about Britney Spears?
What about Britney Spears?
You say you like her bald head.
Yeah, but she has hair now.
But yeah, but we all know that too. How funny would that be? Like, if someone's literally shaved their fucking, their chick's fucking entire body, including their head, and the fucking chick wakes up bald.
I'm sure people have.
Yeah, they probably have.
I mean, shit. But, watch Jackass 3, whatever the fuck the last one was. They're running around with a razor, like, shaving people's heads.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they were shaving heads there, Chris. Not chicks.
Well, this shit's over. We out.